Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Pan. I'm from Auburn University Department of Crop, Soil, and Environmental Science. Today, I'm going to talk about something about what affected 2,4-D volatilization. 2,4-D is the most common and widely used herbicide all over the world. It's one of the first commercially available herbicides, which has been used for more than 70 years since the 1940s. And in 2014, the U.S. Department of Agriculture approved a new generation of genetically modified crops that are resistant to 2,4-D. So, as the availability of the new crops, a lot more 2,4-D will be allowed to use in the field. So, an increase of 2,4-D usage of 200 to 600% is being predicted by 2020. For 2,4-D, the most important concern is drift problems. Here, this picture shows the 2,4-D injury on soybeans. Since more 2,4-D is being allowed to use in the future, a lot more injury like this will happen. So the objective of my research is to determine how soil surface temperature, relative humidity, and soil properties influence 2,4-D volatilization. And the monolayer water content is the water content when the soil surface is covered by only a monolayer water molecule. If the soil water content is lower than the monolayer water content, the water film only cover partially of the soil surface, which means more 2,4-D absorption site will become available. So we hypothesize less 2,4-D will be volatilized if the soil water content is lower than the monolayer water content, and the volatilization increase if the soil water content increase from below to above the monolayer water content. And here is the dynamic isotherm of smectite, which shows the relationship of the relative humidity of the atmosphere and the water content of the soil sample. This isotherm is being measured by an instrument which called the vapor sorption analyzer. It's a pretty new instrument which can supply varying conditions of relative humidity and temperature. With this instrument, a lot of moisture research can be done by this instrument in a lab setting. Here is the BET plot of smectite, which is also being measured by the vapor sorption analyzer. The BET model is initially used to predict the specific surface area of the soil sample, but it can also be used to calculate the monolayer water content. And combine the dynamic isotherm and the BET model, we can determine under what relative humidity the soil sample can reach the monolayer water content. Here, this graph shows the monolayer water content of different soil minerals. We can see clearly the monolayer water content differ among the soil minerals. We also conducted 2,4-D volatilization rate test on smectite. The smectite can reach the monolayer water content if the relative humidity is 35%. We can see from this graph the 2,4-D volatilization rate decrease with the increase of water content if the soil water content is lower than the monolayer water content. If the soil water content is higher than the monolayer water content, the volatilization rate is increasing. For now, it's a very preliminary study. So in the future, a lot more volatilization tests will be conducted on different soil samples and under different relative humidity to confirm our hypothesis. And we will also mimic the realistic environmental conditions to determine 2,4-D volatilization in a simulated Dannereau cycle. If you have any interest in my project or in the new instrument, you can come to my poster. My poster board ID is 318. So that's all I want to say about my project. Thank you.
We have time for a few questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you.